Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. So Elisha kept foiling the king's plan. Every time the king of Aram set strategic traps for the Israelite army, the prophet revealed his hiding places. The enraged king discovered Elijah's location, surrounded the city, and planned the attack. The next morning, when Elijah's servant saw an army with horses and chariots surrounding the city, he said, "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" 2 Kings 6, 16 and 17. He said, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And then Elijah prayed and said, "O Lord, please open his eyes, my servant's eyes, that he may see." So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. There was no panic in Elisha. He saw something his servant didn't. When the Lord opened the servant's eyes, he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. There was no need to panic when God is on our side. Paul says it this way: if God is for us, who can be against us? John says, "The one who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." I wonder what we would see if we really opened our eyes. A couple talking points. Ask God to open your eyes to see how he is working on your behalf. And then ask God to open the eyes of your loved ones so they can see how God is working in their lives. Heavenly Father, please give us eyes to see your strength and power around us, and let that drive anxiety and fear and panic from our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.